With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. While fertilizer prices are still likely higher than farmers prefer, the good news is that prices are beginning to move lower. Jason Trendle, an economist with the Fertilizer Institute.
We are seeing that kind of start to come down. I mean, really, since I think last September or October, both P and K prices have been trending down. And then I think since a little before the end of the year, nitrogen prices have come down and they continue to come down a little bit now. So overall, I think we're just experiencing some general softness in demand. And fingers crossed, things have maybe stabilized a little bit on the supply side, which is all helpful in and of itself.
An improvement on the supply side is a good thing because farmers haven't had a lot of stability there for a couple of years.
No, we definitely have not. And so it seems like there was kind of one thing after the other. So there's still different things that are definitely weighing on the market currently, particularly, for example, on the nitrogen side, we've seen natural gas prices globally, especially in Europe, come back down into a little bit more of a normal range on the mild winter and the reduction in demand that was needed for heating and such like that. So I think all of that, as for the most part, has kind of helped.
Again, Jason Trendle of the Fertilizer Institute. He says it's hard to know for sure if prices will continue lower. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.